Ray Charles for me was one of the first kind of piano artists that I really got into. It was so accessible and so easy to hear the piano, first of all, and it was at the forefront, you know. It wasn't like one of those guitar tracks where all you can hear is electric guitar. The piano was what you were there for. And just being kind of everything started with Ray, gospel, soul, and he kind of melded it all together into this really cool, completely his own sound. And whether he was just playing piano or singing or playing electric piano, especially, you know, even on my keyboard today, I have a patch and it's specifically just called Ray Charles Electric Piano. That's how prolific his sound was. But, you know, he could be so technically just amazing, kind of on the same level as Oscar Peterson with these jazz runs. But then he could scale it back and really just bring it back to the rhythm and blues, like in I Got a Woman or Lonely Avenue, or even just like some of the sadness that comes through on tracks like Losing Hand or Just for a Thrill. He really transcended all different genres and wasn't afraid to blend classical, country, and really was an all-around amazing performer and arranger. Can't say enough about how much he's influenced me, and I think influenced others like Leon Russell. You hear those parallel fourths and stuff. That's a total Ray Charles sound, and especially the blues, the sliding black notes kind of thing. He was a legend.